Last night, WHYY gave its annual Lifelong Learning Award to Malala Yousafzai, the global activist for girls' education. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the awards ceremony in Philadelphia featured an interview between Yousafzai and Terry Gross, longtime host of Fresh Air.
Almost every conversation about Yousafzai at some point addresses the moment in 2012 when the Taliban shot her in the head on a school bus in Pakistan. But Yousafzai told Terry Gross she does not remember it.
I don't remember anything. I have different flashbacks. And I asked my friend, I said, did I scream? Did I say anything? And she said, you just held my hand really tight. You were silent. You just held my hand really tight. I could feel the pain for days.
Afterwards, Yousafzai became a fearless advocate for education, reminding the world that there are still 120 million girls without access to school. But 7 years later, while at Oxford University, all that fear that she never remembered came crushing down. She started experiencing panic attacks.
And then a friend of mine suggested that I start seeing a therapist. I had never received therapy before.
Well, you say that even in the Pashto language, there's no word for anxiety. I can't imagine that.
Yousafzai's new memoir, Finding My Way, describes her struggles to find her adult identity and discovering that she may no longer be, as CNN once called her, the bravest girl in the world. She got married 5 years ago, despite a lifelong aversion to marriage. She's a fan of cricket, a pretty good golfer, and advocates for women's athletics. She told the audience at WHYY how grateful she was to be in Philadelphia and receive the Lifelong Learning Award.
And I just want to say one thing to Philly. Go Birds.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.